Welcome to True Worldview, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical perspective. This is your place for intelligent conversation on ultimate questions and the relevant issues of our day. Here are your hosts, Christy Johnson and Dr. Paul Dean.
This is Paul Dean, and this is our inaugural broadcast of True Worldview. I'm here with my daughter, Christy Johnson. And Christy, it's always a pleasure to be with you on the air and or on a podcast. And we used to do radio together. I did radio for years.
Yeah, we did.
You did that with me. But this is awesome because you're out in California and I'm all the way in South Carolina. We're on both ends of the country.
That's right. We've got the miracle of technology between us today, allowing us to have this conversation. So I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, really enjoyed our radio days. And then we did another little podcast. But, you know, we kind of went dormant for a little while, just different seasons in our lives. But I want to just say thank you because you're the one that pushed us to do this thing again. And so it's sort of a reboot, but it's a different name and
yeah.
Can expand a little bit. Why don't you just tell our listeners some of the things that we're going to deal with? And by the way, we hope not to go dormant on this thing, right?
Yeah, well, this has been the year of reboots, I guess. You know, Disney's rebooting everything. They're rebooting, you know, Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast and Little Mermaid. And I just heard that Nickelodeon's rebooting Blue's Clues, which is like
my
favorite show as I was a kid.
Right.
So I guess we thought we would just jump on that bandwagon and reboot our podcast too.
Yeah.
But we're calling our podcast True Worldview. And what we're going to do is take, you know, everyday issues and talk about them from the perspective of a biblical worldview. So we can really figure out how as Christians we should think about issues. So often we look to our friends for advice, or we look to the news, or we look to the media, and we kind of formulate our own opinions about whatever it is that we're talking about, whether it's politics, whether it's anxiety or relationships or just anything like that. And really what we should be doing is going to the Bible, our ultimate source of authority, and figuring out what God has to say, because really without authority, it's just a bunch of opinions. How do you know which one to believe? You
That's
know?
Right. Yeah. If you don't have God as your authority and the fact that he's revealed himself to us in his word, then you're exactly right. You have become your own authority, and there are, you know, billions of authorities out there
right.
We're all our own authority. And so, yeah, that's what we're doing. That's why. And you've already said it, but maybe put it in a broader category way. We're going to talk theology sometimes.
Yeah.
We're going to talk politics. We're going to talk current events. We're going to talk Christian living. We're going to talk, you know, ethics and morals. But again, all from a biblical perspective, and, you know, because that's our standard. That's what God has given us. And of course, today is no different. And we're just sort of wading into this inaugural broadcast by starting a discussion on worldview in general.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we'll be talking about that, who knows for how many episodes, but we'll move into, you know, whatever's happening. We'll talk about family matters. We'll talk about marriage. We'll talk about, you know, different things. So I'm excited. I appreciate the opportunity.
I'm excited too. And as we dive into this and we talk about worldview, I really think, honestly, one of the biggest questions is, should we even believe in God? How do we know, you know, that a Christian worldview is what we should be going for? I know you've probably had people ask you as a pastor if you should believe in God.
Yeah, that's right. Many people, I recall not too long ago, you know, older teenager just asking me that very question. Why should I believe in God, or should I believe in God? And it really is a good question if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads us right into our discussion of worldview. And I think it's important for Christians to learn to think in what we call worldview categories.
Now that's a technical term, man.
Yeah, well, yeah, I just mean, you know, to think at a worldview level. Everyone has a worldview whether they know it or not,
right? And to break it down a little bit, I mean, this is probably obvious or self-explanatory, but a worldview is just the way you view the world, you know, how you think about issues. So everyone has one, like you said, whether they know it or not.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the sum total of their assumptions or those things that, you know, they accept to be true, whether consciously or unconsciously.
Right.
You know, a lot of times people, I mean, in so many instances, we just live and act a certain way, and it is indeed according to our worldview, whether we realize it or not.
Right.
You know, because a lot of what we do is unconscious, if that makes sense.
Right. And I think a lot of times we formulate our worldview, well, most of the time, just by the people that we're interacting with, the sources that we're reading, the books that we're reading, the friends we're having conversations with, and the thoughts we think about ourselves. And it seems kind of subjective sometimes.
Well, that's right. It goes back to what you were saying earlier. Most people, in fact, have conflicting assumptions and they don't even realize it. They have inconsistencies in the way that they view the world, but it's because they've really derived their worldview from those sources that you've just mentioned. And so they go through life uncritically in a very real sense. And obviously that can be very, very dangerous.
Yeah, sometimes, I mean, in today's culture, a lot of people go through life very critically. But, you know, like it's popular these days to think about your personality type or your Enneagram or read all of these sources about that or to read lots of articles or books just about how to think about yourself and how to handle problems or anything like that. And I think people are thinking pretty critically about it in a way that maybe they haven't before. But then at the same time, the sources that we're getting our critical or whatever reasoning from is not all the time necessarily biblical. I'm not saying that the Enneagram is bad or anything like that. I'm just saying, I think we are thinking quote unquote critically, but maybe with the wrong lens often. And I know I do it in my life as well as a Christian. You know, I believe the Bible, I believe in God, and I believe that I, and want to base everything that I do in my life off of what the Lord would want me to do and what is his standard. But sometimes, you know, when I'm talking to people, I can be influenced by other worldviews because of what they said to me that I think might sound good.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. And I think that's pretty common for Christians. And yeah, I mean, so they're asking those questions and they're reading and studying and inculcating, you know, those things that you were talking about into their thought process. And I'm just trying to think of an example that was kind of in the back of my mind. I can't draw it up. I'm a little old. Sometimes I can't do that anymore. But I was actually talking with someone just this past week, and they had bought into some kind of notion. I can't remember what it was. I just remember thinking at the time, well, you believe that because it sounds really good, and this is a Christian, but the reality is it's not a biblical way of looking at things, and they didn't even realize, you know, they were just trusting the source and the fact, right, like you said, that it...
Because it sounds good.
Yes.
And like, yeah. Yeah, I like that. But
sounded
the real question is, how do you know if it is good? How do you know if it is true that what you're listening to and putting into your thoughts, how do you know that it is true and that it is a source that you should be listening to?
Yeah, yeah. I think there are ultimate questions. I'm just going to step it up to the next level if I could.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah, I think there are ultimate questions that all of us have to wrestle with. I don't think that everybody does. Obviously, not everyone does, but they should. And ultimate questions, I'm not just talking about what's my personality type.
yeah.
You know, and I'm not saying that's unimportant, like you were saying. I'm saying that might be something that folk are thinking about, especially if it becomes popular. You know, so many things become popular now, social media, gosh, right. We really have a herd mentality. That's something else we'll talk about sometime. But
yeah.
But you know what I mean by ultimate questions, like,
yeah, why am I here? Where do I come from?
Yeah.
What happens after I die? Or what do I do now that I am here? Yeah. I think I mix them around, but.
Well, no. I mean, you don't have to put them in any certain order. I guess you could, but I hear what I mean. That's exactly what I was talking about, and there are many, but I think there are, you know, some big ones, and I think you touched on all of them. Where do I come from? Why am I here? What do I do now that I am here? What happens when I die? That kind of thing. That's where, yeah, I would put them.
And we can talk all day long about, you know, how do you know which source to listen to? But like you're saying, we got to take a step back from that and go even deeper to the root cause of, is there even a God? Is there even a source of authority? Like you're, yeah, saying, why am I here? I mean, that's, yeah, the first question that you got to answer, because the way you answer that question is really going to determine how you figure out what types of things you should be reading and listening to and filling your mind with, and the way you live your life.
That's right. And, you know, as we go, just before I throw something on the table here, you know, over time, we're going to talk about this at length from many, many different angles. And, you know, I'll give credit where credit's due. I've got an acquaintance here in town. His name is Dan Dodds, and I haven't spoken to him in years, as a matter of fact. But we did some things together in the past, and he's a fellow minister. And he's put together a little lecture on worldview. He doesn't call it that, but that's what it is. And essentially, he goes through four categories. He talks about evidence.
Okay.
And then just worldview in general. And then the issue of authority, which we mentioned a few minutes ago. And then the issue of the heart. And just briefly, and something you said about, you know, should I believe in God? You know, how to, whatever you said, it made me think of this. You know, there's a sense in which we can present evidence for God's reality all day long, and there's a sense in which we should.
Yeah.
But if people don't know the Lord and they're predisposed not to know the Lord, which that is certainly the case because they're lost, and these are spiritual dynamics we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the lost person, what does Paul say in 1 Corinthians, is it 2:14, the natural man does not receive the things of God because they are foolishness to him.
Yeah.
Neither is he able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned.
Right.
So again, the lost man, the lost woman, they don't care to know God unless God's at work. So you can present evidence, which might be helpful, but it's never going to, you know, you're never going to argue anybody into heaven, if that makes sense.
Yeah, there has to be a work of the Holy Spirit.
That's right. But then, you know, I think we move on and we begin to talk about worldview, and we talk about how there's only one worldview that literally makes sense out of our experience, that makes sense out of our world and our reality. And if you hold to any other worldview than the biblical worldview, you don't live like it. You may have some ideas, but you live in accordance with the biblical worldview. The reality is you already believe in God. You're just suppressing the truth if you don't know God. If you say you're an atheist, you're not really an atheist. You're just suppressing what God has revealed to you. That's Romans 1.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the question becomes, well, you know, like you said a few minutes ago, all right, the issue becomes authority. If, you know, you either believe God or you have no justification for what you believe. You're just your own authority. And so in the end, it becomes a heart issue. And what we're going to call people to is repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I just wanted to put that out there in response to what you were saying before I, or me or you, who cares? We'll throw something on the table here, but
yeah. Well, just
anyway,
just as a little point of clarification, maybe when you talk about a person who doesn't hold to a biblical worldview, how often they, when they are making decisions or living their life, they are actually borrowing from a Christian worldview in some of the ways that they believe.
Yes,
that might be a that might be a new way of thinking about things for some people that might be listening to our show. And I know I've learned from you for years. I think we said at the outcast of this broadcast that you are my dad. So I've lived with you for a while and heard you talk about these worldview things. But, you know, without a biblical worldview, there's really no reason to say that there even is some kind of right and wrong or anything like that. But at the same time, people who do not hold to a biblical or a Christian worldview, they will tell you that there are right and wrong.
That's it.
And yeah, and the only way that they're able to do that is by, you know, kind of grabbing at concepts that are actually based on a Christian worldview, whether or not they know it or not. Because an evolutionary worldview, if you believe that everything's random and nothing exists, you know, how do you know what's right and wrong? Where are you getting that from? Who's the source of your authority? And I know, you know, I'm kind of mixing categories here with jumping into the issue of authority. But yeah, just it might be a new way of thinking about that, because someone might hear that and be like, well, what do you mean? I don't borrow from a Christian worldview.
Right. No, I think you're absolutely right, and I'm glad you brought that up, and it might be a good way to just sort of end our opening broadcast over the next 2 or 3 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you just said it, so, you know, to put it in different terms, somebody says it's wrong to, I don't know, murder someone, or it's wrong to, let's just put it in our culture, it's wrong to say that same-sex marriage is sin, right? Or same-sex, mm-hmm. You know, whatever. And by the way, we love all people. We're not haters, right?
Right.
You know, the Bible says we're all born dead in sin, and we all need to be saved from that sin. And again, that's a whole other discussion, but just whatever somebody in our culture might say, they're going to say something's right, something's wrong. Well,
yeah,
they're gonna deny God, though, the God of the Bible. And so, like you're saying, well, the question then is, well, if you deny the God of the Bible, then who says it's that same-sex unions are right, or that same-sex unions are wrong, or murder is wrong? Who says?
Or even, you know, I've heard a lot more recently about people being convicted for hate speech because
right.
they were, you know, saying something bad about a group of people or someone or whatever. And we would agree that it's not right to say, you know, hateful things to people.
Right.
And it's, but, you know, where are they getting that from? How do they know? And what, you know, really what does give them the right to say that this is right or this is wrong if they are only deciding amongst themselves what's right and what's wrong?
Yeah, that's right. And you cited evolution, and of course that's one of the biggest worldviews in our culture, naturalism. Evolution is a subset of that, and we can talk about this next time, but if you're an evolutionist, you deny God and it's survival of the fittest. You know, we have these laws in society, but what gives anybody the right to tell me what to do if there is no God? I can do what I want. And, you know, so it's certainly not wrong to hate people on your worldview. And the only reason that hate is wrong is if there is a standard. Now the question becomes, okay, well, what is the standard? Where did it come from? And now we're back to God. That's your point.
Right. That's my point. And my point is, if you don't believe in a standard, then, you know, if you don't believe in God's standard, then who's to decide what the standard is?
That's right.
If you don't believe in any standard, well, then you just have chaos.
That's
and
right.
I do feel like in our culture right now, we kind of are in the middle of a little bit of chaos because everyone's just saying, well, this is what I think. This is what I think. This is what I think. So really the issue of worldview is more as important as ever.
That's right. That's called relativism.
Because
yeah.
How are we going to fix this mess that we're in? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, how do we find a solution to the chaos that we're kind of in if everybody's just throwing all of their opinions around? That's a big question, and that's what we're talking about on this podcast.
That's it. Those are the things we're going to be talking about, and I guess we'll leave it for next time, Christy. And by the way, I just wanted to say, yeah, I'm your dad, but you're a grown woman, you're married, you're living out there in California, so you're an adult, so you study my own thoughts. Own. You're not just parroting what you learned from me, so.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yeah. And that's why I'm excited about this podcast, because I can maybe bring a little bit of a different perspective. As you know, I'm a millennial, and I'm also living in California right now, which is kind of crazy to me.
Yeah.
So, but I'm loving it, and I'm learning a lot of things out here. And I'm excited about this podcast because we can kind of talk about these things as, you know, even though I did grow up in your house, like you're saying, I have a lot of experiences and just different things that I'm excited to share and talk about with you.
Yeah, awesome. All right, well, that's it for today. We'll see you next time on the True Worldview Podcast.
You've been listening to True Worldview, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical perspective. To access archived broadcasts, go to trueworldview.net, where you'll find other helpful resources as well. Thanks for listening, and join us next time on True Worldview. And the gospel.